We live in a society with youth, obsessed with youth. As for getting older, most of us associate it with a lot of dreary outcomes, like being lonely, depressed, and less productive at work. But a new body of scientific research shows that we're wrong about a lot of those assumptions. In fact, in a lot of areas, getting older corresponds to living a more satisfying life.
Here to share some of the findings with us is Ann Turgeson. She writes about retirement for the Wall Street Journal. Ann, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, what are some of the most common assumptions people have about aging?
Oh, there's so many of them. But one is, that older workers aren't very productive, that they're kind of stuck in their ways and they don't go with the flow or make changes. So their productivity is lower than that of younger workers. Another is that cognitive decline is inevitable. A third is that we're more depressed as we get older. We're lonelier. Those are some of the, I think, the most common ones.
And there's a lot of new scientific research out there, though, that's contradicting a lot of the assumptions we have about what getting older is actually like. What are some of the biggest findings?
Sure. Well, I mean, it's interesting when it comes to productivity, which is a big concern of Wall Street Journal readers. These studies that sort of review other studies that have been done. They look at a large number of studies that have been done. And by and large, the findings are that there's virtually no relationship between age and job performance. And actually, some studies show that for jobs that require experience, as most jobs do, that older workers actually have a performance edge because obviously they have more experience. So that's one area.
Well, to dig into some of the findings on a deeper level, something that a lot of people project that they might feel, be more concerned about as they age, or they might struggle with, is depression. What do we know about how likely we are to be depressed as we age?
Yeah, so actually there's been a large number of studies that have been done, not just, in very recent years, but over the past 20 years or so. And there's pretty much consensus among a lot of the scientists who study this that older adults are generally happier than younger adults are. The depression rates are actually lower. In fact, this is backed up by national data. I looked at some data from the National Institutes of Mental Health, and if you look at, rates of major depressive episodes, only 5.5% of people 50 or older said they'd experienced one in 2012. In contrast, for younger people, the rates were higher. For people 18 to 25, in fact, the number was almost double that of the rate for people 50 and older. So you can see that depression actually is more of a problem for younger people than it is for older people. I mean, that's not to say that no older people are depressed and that no older people sort of conform to the stereotype. But if you look at, the odds on the whole, older people, generally speaking, are more satisfied with life and they're happier.
Do we know why that is? Why there would be more rates of depression in younger people than older people? Are there different mental habits that older people have?
Yeah. So anyway, psychologists who I speak to have a theory, and it's called the positivity theory. And it goes like this, that older adults, that as you age, your focus, your psychological focus kind of changes. So as you're younger, you're much more focused on gaining new experiences that can sort of expand your horizons. As you get older, you prioritize more emotional meaning and satisfaction. You really prioritize happiness in a way. So there's more of an incentive to see the good rather than the bad in situations. Older people just tend not to get as caught up in sort of the drama of, sort of small little bumps along the way. They have more of a perspective that, hey, I've seen this before. This is a bummer, but I can kind of weather it. They maybe have more confidence. They're looking to spend more time with the pursuits and the people who make them happy. And so in some ways, they kind of self-select their environment a little bit more.
And how about relationships? Do they have anything to do with this? As people get older, we hear often about isolation being a hazard for people who are aging. Is that something that holds true?
So actually, there's another area where that you know, the loneliness, the myth of the idea of loneliness afflicting older people to a greater extent is really a myth. And so there's been a number of studies in this area as well, and there's a large degree of consensus here that older adults, you know, have better marriages, they have more supportive friendships, they have less conflict with other people. It's really interesting. There's actually a study that a researcher at Stanford University, she's a psychology professor at Stanford University, she did. And she looked at close to 200 people, and she followed them for many years. And she asked them to put their friends and relatives into three categories. They had the inner circle, which was people they're very, very close to, and they so close they couldn't imagine life without them. Then there's sort of a middle circle of people who they feel very, very close to, but a little bit less, and then an outer circle. And they asked these people to rate on a scale of 1 to 7 their positive and negative emotions that they felt for each of the people in their social network. And what they found is as they tracked these people over time, their ratio of positive to negative emotions associations with their people in their networks grew. So they, you know, they became increasingly positive about the people who they'd had ties to. And over time, they actually reduced the number of people in their social circles, but they retained their closest ties. So what this sort of says is that over time, as people age, they tend to maintain their contacts with the people who provide them with the most satisfaction in terms of their relationship.
Would you say that overall, looking at this new research, it's a compilation from lots of different sources, but does it seem to indicate that when you are in those years that you might think of as something you're not looking forward to, but you know, your late 60s, your 70s, your 80s, your 90s, that these can be some of the most fulfilling times of your life?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it seems like as people get older, they kind of know themselves better. I mean, sort of in layman's terms, they know themselves better. They know what their priorities are, and they're not really as hung up on maintaining appearances and sort of bending over backwards to meet somebody for lunch because they don't want to hurt someone's feelings. I mean, they're more able to sort of deal with some of the social nuances there. And so I think people over time definitely are better positioned to have more satisfying experiences.
We're talking right now with Ann Turgeson. She writes about retirement for the Wall Street Journal, and we're looking at new research that shows a lot of our preconceptions about aging, worries about things like loneliness and depression and cognitive decline, are turning out to be unfounded, according to some new research.
And we want to hear from you. Are the golden years, the late 60s, the 70s, and onward, better than you thought that they would be? Are there areas of your life now that are better than they were when you were younger? What's your experience in terms of loneliness, creativity, and relationships? Let us know at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're talking with Ann Turgeson. She writes about retirement for the Wall Street Journal. Recently, she took a look at research showing that people who, as they age, are more fulfilled, leading more satisfying lives than they may have thought they'd lead. Worries about loneliness, depression, cognitive decline turn out to be not as big an issue as people may have projected, according to some new research.
And we want to know if this has been your experience or not. Let us know at 800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go to our callers now. We've got Rita on the line with us in Milwaukee. Hi, Rita.
Hi. I wanted to say that getting older all really depends upon what kind of health and physical condition you're in. If you're feeling pretty good and you don't have any major problems, you've more or less come to terms with life's ups and downs. But if you're not well, you can't cope with any of it as you start to hit 90.
Well, Rita, thank you for that perspective. And that's something I think the researchers looked at about health issues. How much does health weigh when you consider these different factors, Anne?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no question that health plays a big role in overall happiness and satisfaction. So, you know, a lot of these studies looked at they adjusted for differences in health, and so they tried to look at these underlying factors in isolation. But, I mean, I think, you know, in reality, the caller raises a very good point.
Well, to look at one aspect of health, one area that you looked at in terms of the research is exercise. And one of the myths of getting older is that more exercise is better. And there's a little bit of good news there for people who can't exercise quite as much as they maybe could have when they were young.
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, it's important to make it clear that when it comes to improving health and longevity, exercise is key. And so, you know, nobody's saying, oh, don't bother with exercise. But in fact, you know, there are sort of a number of studies that have been done in very recent years that show that there is possibly or likely a diminishing return to exercise, so that the more you exercise, you're not getting nearly the benefits for the extra that you're doing. And in some studies actually show that there could be, that it could actually backfire on you if you sort of exercise in an extreme way. So, you know, we're talking about sizable amounts of exercise.
So get your exercise, but it's not necessarily to do huge amounts.
Yeah, and actually some studies have actually pegged, you know, sort of moderate exercise as the best. Is sort of the sweet spot.
Well, Rita, again, thanks a lot for your comments and your thoughts there. We're going to go next to Barbara joining us in Fort Atkinson. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I just want to say I'm 65 years old. I work full-time. I have fairly good health, and I'm enjoying my life much more now than I did 20 or 25 years ago. So,
how come? Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't have the pressures of day-to-day parenting. I can enjoy my grandchildren and send them home. My hormones aren't all out of kilter, so, you know, I don't worry about my love life as much anymore. And I just feel a sense of satisfaction.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Barbara. Appreciate hearing about your experience. And what I hear Barbara saying is that she's got time to take care of herself, and she's not sweating some of the dramatic ups and downs that preoccupy us so much, you know, when we're in our 20s or something.
That makes sense.
Do you see that as being typical of the people who responded to these surveys and were part of this research?
Well, it's really hard for me to actually know that, because I didn't, I think a lot of the researchers, too, didn't sort of, you know, they kind of looked at the data, and they asked people to do things. Like, for example, this one study that researchers at Stanford did is they handed out beepers to about 200 adults who are between ages of 18 and 94. And for 1 week, at 5 randomly selected times in each day, they would page each of these participants, and the participants would fill out questionnaires asking them to assess, you know, how much they were feeling of different emotions, like anger and sadness and boredom and joy. And so they had to do these assessments 5 times a day. And what the researchers did was they compiled those, they looked at those questionnaires, and then they did the same thing with the same participants 5 years later and 10 years later. And what they found was that over time, as the participants aged, the ratio of positive to negative emotions steadily improved. So you were getting more positive emotions throughout the day as people got older. So that's kind of, you know, I don't think they have the perspective that your participant did in terms of looking at the ins and outs of these people's lives, but they really tried to sort of get data that showed, you know, a trend in terms of emotional satisfaction.
Well, one of the things that the people talk about as one of the prizes of the golden years of getting older is wisdom. Is there something to that? Are people older and wiser as they get older?
Yeah, actually, so there's a really interesting study that came out in 2010, and it's by, again, a group of psychologists. One of the authors I spoke to was at the University of Waterloo, and that's exactly what they found, that that older people who they tested were rated higher in terms of wisdom by reviewers. So what they did was they took about 250 people, all Midwesterners, so they're probably all your readers, and they read them stories about conflicts between individuals and between social groups, and they asked them to predict the outcomes. And so what they did was they transcribed what people had to say, and they took all references to their identities, including their names and ages, off, and they asked reviewers, people who had been specially trained in how to rate their responses to do that, and they actually asked people who are in the clergy and professional counselors to actually also weigh in. And what they determined was that when they looked at the scores of the top-scoring people, the average age of the people in the top, the 20% with the highest scores, was 65. The average age for the bottom 80% was 45. So, you know, right there they showed that the older people tended to give wiser responses.
So, and just briefly as we wrap up, would you say that the takeaway here is that those of us heading into those years or maybe worried about them, is a takeaway that maybe there's not so much to be fearful about, that these can be years to look forward to?
Yeah, I think there's not. And I think it's also very important, though, to do what your first caller, to keep in mind the point that your first caller made, that a lot is also going to depend on your physical health. So to the extent that you can control that, maybe with some moderate exercise and, you know, listening to your doctor, then that will really position you well to have a very kind of happy and satisfying later life.
Anne, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Anne Turgeson. She writes about retirement for The Wall Street Journal.